Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This morning we're joined by Ron Williams, who's the deputy city manager here in Virginia Beach. And Ron, I'm really glad that you were able to carve out a couple of minutes for us. I know it's been a crazy few days getting ready for the next few days with the huge crowds. What exactly are you expecting numbers-wise, you think?
Well, John, good morning. Well, we know we have 35,000 ticket buyers. And because this is traditionally also College Beach Week, we know we'll probably have several other thousand that are coming in. It's a predicted nice weather for the weekend. So, you know, we could see upwards of, you know, north of 50,000, which is not uncommon typically for a big beach weekend like Memorial Day or July 4th weekend, for example. But yeah, we're ready for it. And obviously we'll have a little bit of wetness today, but then once we get through that, it looks like it'll be a great weekend.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about it, and I think there's a general buzz in town of excitement about all the celebrities who, you know, Pharrell can hit his cell phone and get people to show up, I think. So this changes the nature of the festival. You think this puts Virginia Beach on the map, at least on a grander scale when it comes to the music festival circuit?
Absolutely. We've been pretty blown away right out of the blocks that this is at world-class level. When you look at other festivals, the number of artists, the programming that wraps around this with the conversations, TED-like talks at the convention center that are a complement to this, and the other activations and the corporate support is definitely next level from anything that we've had here before.
Yeah. What kind of investment does the city have to make to make sure that an event like this goes off without any trouble?
So interestingly, you know, the nice aspect is that we, over the past 6 years, traditionally gear up for this week because we do have the, basically it was the unproduced, unsponsored, unofficial College Beach Week, but yet we would staff up because we did have a lot of crowds, large student crowd coming down. So we were staffed up in that regard already, and then we did give a sponsorship, you know, which is typical for us to help a festival get off the ground. We did, you know, the city council authorized a $250,000 sponsorship, like we've done other festivals, like the American Music Festival, our Boardwalk Art Show, or Patriotic Festival. So it is a significant amount, obviously, for a city to commit to with all of our resources. But in the overall schema of the production of this, the festival organizers have a significant bill that they're you know, they're accepting and understand to try to get this off the ground as a multi-year effort is really what it's about.
And, you know, to talk about the positive aspect of it, I assume that it's a big win for you financially, we think, with not just the exposure internationally, but the actual tourists who presumably will come in and drop big dollars.
Yes, and even the ripple effect. It's more than just about the weekend and the festival. I think that what we'll see is there will be before the festival and after the festival. And after the festival, this aligns very much with redevelopment efforts at our ocean front, concerted effort in Central Beach, where we have a number of new products. For example, our sports center with the sports tourism and tournament play will happen. We were in the final negotiations for the redevelopment of our dome site, which is an entertainment mixed-use development. So this completely complements that. And the brands that Pharrell has brought, American Express, Adidas, Sony, they are all very interested in leaving behind and being involved in our community, more so than just the weekend and the festival.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to bring up anything negative, but, you know, I've lived in Virginia almost my entire life, and I remember there were a few years here where this week was kind of rocky for Virginia Beach. There was bad behavior. There was some some crime and you know, the negatives that sometimes happen with spring break. You feel pretty confident that the police are prepared to deal with that? And do you think that things have calmed down with the crowds that come here? What's your take on that issue?
A couple things. So number one, yeah, we are extremely prepared. And you know, we have partnerships with local communities as well that support us in that public safety effort and at the state level. But if you look at the fact that so many people come in one weekend, and we only really have a couple of incidents in any city on any given night, you're going to have an incident. As it stands now, I mean, we are the safest large city in America. Our crime rates currently are as low as they were in the 60s. And so what we really, you know, emphasize is don't let one or two incidents override what is really happening, which is a positive aspect of tens of thousands of people can come down, have a good time, enjoy themselves, and be in a clean, safe environment. And so we, you know, we're prepared, and we know how to handle if something, any situation that comes up. And we just don't, you know, want to overemphasize that defines a weekend.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting weekend. We are, you know, high above the beach, and we can look down the beach and see the stages that have been set up on the beach. And I'm trying to think of another festival, you know, outside of Rio de Janeiro where I've seen this kind of setup. It's pretty impressive. So we're excited and wish you the best and really appreciate you taking time to join us to talk about the Something in the Water Festival that kicks off tonight here at Virginia Beach. Lots of people, you know, coming to visit. Ron Williams.
Thanks for your interest. I appreciate it.
Yeah. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Yeah, here we go. Pharrell putting on the Something in the Water Festival here at Virginia Beach. They're expecting 25,000 people to attend the concert lineup tonight, Saturday and Sunday. And so this is a big test for Virginia and Virginia Beach specifically, hosting an event like this. It kind of puts this area on the concert, the outdoor concert music festival tour. And Justin Lauder, who we've spoken to before, is an entertainment attorney, pretty prominent entertainment attorney nationally, who is in the Richmond area. Justin, I'm glad you could get up early to join us this morning to talk about this event and just your observations over the years with local performers. Virginia's, you know, putting out some pretty big names in the last decade or so.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me. I wish I was on the rooftop with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you are missing the beautiful sunrise. Do you feel like Virginia is you know, on the map when it comes to producing top-tier talent that, you know, generate a lot of attention nationwide and make a lot of money?
Oh, certainly. Well, you're at the event now, right? Pharrell, Missy Elliott, D'Angelo, Dave Matthews, Jason Mraz, Head in the Heart, you name it. I mean, Virginia talent is all over the world. And we're lucky because talent's now bringing, you know, talent from other parts of the world here.
How do you make it if you're performing in Virginia? How do you get noticed nationally? Are there talent scouts like in the old movies who are going around saying, "Hey, this is something special. Let's sign this guy," or is it a little more formal these days with you know, actually seeking out representation and trying to get, you know, on the circuit so that the folks in Los Angeles and Nashville will see you, hear you?
Yeah, well, the clients that I work with and see out about that and who get noticed, they're hard workers. They're out there playing shows, hitting the road, willing to put the time into their talent. Also, too, they're creating great media. So, you know, with technology today, you can have a home studio that can create you know, world-class products, but you know, videos, sound recordings. So the common thread is that they don't stop working. Also, too, they're not afraid to share their art. No one's going to hear you if you've got the best album sitting on your hard drive at home. You have to be willing to put it out there, and that's either, you know, posting that video, posting your songs on SoundCloud, performing as many shows as you can a year, and also being part of the scene and networking. Because to your point, there are personal managers who go to shows, go to events to seek out new talent. There's also booking agents that are trying to find acts willing to tour. And there's A&R reps at the larger labels doing the same thing. And I've mentioned this before, I think perhaps last time I was on the show, but A&R reps at major labels are important, but also folks who are just as important. It's the person deciding which songs are going to play on Sirius XM radio and which artists and which sound recordings we're going to add to the hot summer playlist on Spotify.
Yeah, you gotta have people actually have the ability to listen to you. It seems to me that's the competition aspect of it. And there's competition for these types of music festivals. What's the word on the street about how this one came about? Have you heard anything about this and how Pharrell was able to wrangle some pretty top-tier talent to be here at Virginia Beach this weekend?
Yeah, so this is not from a verified source, but last night I was speaking with a friend who's from Virginia Beach, and his what he had heard is that Virginia Beach has historically had a music festival on or about this date, and Pharrell, whether or not he was asked, has sort of taken over the festival to make it into something, you know, new and exciting and more welcoming to all sorts of folks. Now, as far as wrangling talent, it helps if you're Pharrell. It helps if you're a nationally or actually internationally known artist with several Grammys, right? When building a festival, one of your major expenses, if not the major expense, is talent acquisition, right? How much are you paying artists? What are the guarantees? And if you're building a festival of this stature with so many mega names, you're going to want to be able to get pricing that allows you to put on the show, right? I mean, there's lots of sponsors, right? Sponsors help with that price. But also, too, if they're your friends and you've got to, you know, squeeze a budget, that can help. Now, not saying that every booking agent's going to do it. Not saying that you can always ask your friends for favors. But at least for some festivals I've worked on, it has come in handy.
You know, I hate to even bring up the name Fyre Festival, but of course, you know, a lot of people have seen those documentaries about the disastrous music festival, which was, you know, on an island, and they were basically building out the infrastructure from scratch. And it, when the day came for the festival to start, it was a disaster. I mean, that's almost an impossibility at a place like Virginia Beach, where there is infrastructure and there are hotels and, you know, I just can't imagine that things would go south. But what does it take to put on an event like this, even in a city that's established, that does have thousands and thousands of visitors, you know, every single weekend during the summertime?
Yeah, it's overwhelming when you begin to think about it, right? So you nailed it. Infrastructure, you need lodging, you need electricity, you need water, you need access to food, you need access to roads, maybe some sort of nearby airport or pad where we can land a helicopter, right? How are we going to get folks into the venue? How are we going to get them to where they're staying? Also, too, is there a stage that's already there? Are you bringing in staging companies? Are you building one on the waterfront? Are you building one in a parking lot somewhere? Are you using local restaurants, right? South by Southwest uses restaurants, all sorts of different places in the area, right? And then you get to permitting, right? How can you close off sections of the beach? How can you have folks drinking alcohol on the beach or wherever, you know, Virginia ABC? And then you think about staff, right? You need folks with their yellow vests on helping guide you to where you need to go. Also, too, EMTs and medical. Let's face it, when you have a large population of people having a good time, or even you know, if they're having a bad time, wherever, when you have lots of people and there's the elements and you're outside and there's going to be alcohol, anything, you're going to have some medical issues. So, but no, I mean, I'm sure that this festival has a large team of accomplished folks who've worked on other festivals, because if you're putting it together so quickly, I don't know, maybe I was late to the game. I feel like I found out about the festival not that long ago, and working with promoters who take at least a year or more to build out a festival and begin advertising it, this one came together relatively quickly, at least in my mind. But
it
from
sure
what I'm
did.
Seeing
it,
online.
It sure did from a PR standpoint. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Justin Lauder with Threshold Counsel, one of the entertainment attorneys who's preeminent in the Richmond area and across the state. And we appreciated you joining us as you were headed to the Grammys, and appreciate you sharing your insight with us as we get ready for this event here at Virginia Beach this weekend. Thanks, Justin. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Have fun.
Thanks. All right, let's check in on the roads around Richmond. Here's the Richmond Raceway Traffic Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.